Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
This 420 time-traveling bong, a three-night event, premieres on Comedy Central. Broad City's Alana Glazer and Paul W. Downs star as cousins who discover a special bong that sends them time-traveling with every toke. Time-traveling bong, three-night event, starts on 420 at 10:30, 9:30 Central, on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app.
Blast off. Yeah, guys and gals. It's just me sitting here by myself in this basement. Don't even have a crew today. I had to turn everything on myself. Yeah, we're just going to hang out, me and you. I'm going to really look at my Twitter and answer anything you guys want to ask me. Hopefully people won't be too mean, make me cry. And yeah, I'm going to smoke a ton of weed when it becomes 11:20. It'll be 4:20 somewhere, as we like to say.
Dang, 4:20 somewhere.
Quanog. Greenland? Is that how that's pronounced? Greenland. It's going to be 4:20. And in the AM, our friends in Australia are going to be watching us in the AM 4:20. So if you're in Australia, if you're down under, send us a tweet saying that you're watching at 4:20 AM. Maybe even explain why you're up at such a weird hour. Just do at Doug Benson if you want me to notice and read your tweet during the show today. Got some sativa and indica here. Gelato is the name of the sativa, and Ghost Train OG is the indica. And as always, we have a lot more sativa than indica because that's my preference. But that's the other thing I want you guys to tweet to me. I haven't loaded up any of the pipes, so send me messages and say indica or sativa. Gelato is the sativa again, so you could say gelato if you prefer, if you want to keep people from knowing you're talking about weed. And then which pipe you'd like me to use, and then I'll load it up and smoke it. And, yeah, let's see. RR Yota Guy says, ready to smoke. Me too. It's only a few minutes away. He also says, grabbing doobies with honeys, which is another title for the show. Dante Schmonte says, see you on 420 on At Midnight. That's right. I'm going to be on At Midnight next Wednesday. Of course, it won't really be 420 anymore in some places in the East Coast and West Coast when the show airs at midnight or 11:59 and 59 seconds. But at least the Central and Mountain time zones will get us before 420 is over. And you'll probably be very fucked up that late at night on 420 if you're a smoker. But try to tune in and see me on At Midnight. Try to check out one of our sponsors. There's a three-night event with our friend Elena Glazer, Ilana, I think is the way it's pronounced. And she's going to be in Time Traveling Bong on Comedy Central, which I love that they're doing a three-night event based around 420. And you can also watch me on YouTube on 420 starting at 8 o'clock Pacific time. Oh, it's 19 minutes after the hour. Stakes McGee was asking about, I tweeted that this show was going to start in 45 minutes, and he's asking where he can get tickets. So that's that's a great question. All right, so I'm going to start us off with a bong rip. Might as well get right into it. Haven't smoked much of anything today, just my Honey Farm vapor pen at home. And so this is gonna be, get us right into it. I'm gonna use the I Know That Voice lighter that was given to us by John DiMaggio, who's also, you hear his voice a couple times in every episode. Yeah, let's hit this. Oh wait, it's not quite 20 after yet. Faded Calico Jack.
There he is.
Faded Calico Jack says, what are some of your comedic influences? What advice do you have for aspiring comedians? My influences were Bill Cosby, George Carlin, and Steve Martin. They've all let me down one way or another. And my advice to aspiring comedians is that, you know, just go for it. Oh, that tasted lovely. I like that gelato. That is good stuff. Army guy 313. Oh, he's saying he obviously wrote multiple tweets, so I don't know what he's talking about. What's better, Disneyland or Universal? Disneyland's better. Let's not kid ourselves, but Universal, they keep adding really cool shit. I like the Fast and Furious thing that's on the studio tram tour now is pretty wild. The new Harry Potter shit is great at Universal. But Disneyland's so classic, and now they're just going to add rides of all the Pixar movies and the Star Wars movies and the Marvel movies. Like, Disneyland's going to be out of control. Johnny Hemp won. There he is. We should make a noise for Johnny Hemp when he gets his question in every time. I mean, does Johnny Hemp have a job? Or is he just out there representing hemp? He says, have you ever considered having a co-host? Getting Doug with Hi and Johnny Hemp. Somebody sent me a picture of a Pokeball, the lovely Pokeball that they got, and said, thank you for saving me 10%. And that's right. If you go to Pokeball.com, 10% off your order. If you, what do they got to say? I haven't gotten that part yet in my blue cards, but there's a code for it. I assume it's just Doug. And that was from Keebly, Keebly. Somebody wants to know, what is the total time people have watched you? We could probably figure out that number, but holy cow, that'd be a big-ass number. Shelto the Bee wants to know, what was your stand-up like pre-weed? Not much different. I mean, I obviously didn't talk about weed as much, but it was kind of the same deal, you know, same kind of sense of humor. And the movie Super High Me, that during the 30 days where I don't smoke, I write and tell jokes, and, you know, it goes all right. All right, I'm going to do a little indica right now. And then I'm going to talk about more about the 420 special. It's next week, 8 p.m., Wednesday, 420. The beautiful Alex Theater in Glendale, California. Surprise guests. I leaked the names of a couple guests on the episode of Doug Loves Movies, one of my other podcasts. That episode is out today. So if you want to sort of cheat and find out who's going to be on the show, you can listen to that. Tickets are at bit.ly/GDWH420. First come, first served. I think the venue's about half full at this point. I would not be surprised if, 420... people that want to go to a 420 show purchase their tickets kind of last minute. I bet you can maybe even walk up. It's so quiet when I'm smoking. I can hear people in the office outside chatting and stuff. and stuff. I don't know what else. Ron's High. That's his Twitter name. That's a guy that's like put it out there. He must not have everybody at work knowing his Twitter handle. He says, "Hi, Doug. Got God's green crack hybrid today." Oh, God's green and green crack. Is that a high? Those are the two names. "I'm watching in Winnipeg, Canada." Well, thanks for watching, Canada. Kems OYE says, "Hey, Doug, I'm from Perth. 2:15 a.m. just for your stream. Love your work." That's cool, Perth. Godwarf, G-O-D-D-W-A-R-F, Godwarf says, "Are you on Team Cap or Team Iron Man?" I'm friendly with Chris Evans, so I kind of feel like I have to be Team Cap, but Iron Man is a pretty witty guy. I like his witticisms. Captain America is just always like, you know, watch your language and stuff like that. He does it well, though. But I you know, I'm so excited about that movie because I think that Captain America and Iron Man should get together and beat the fuck out of Batman and Superman. Because those guys are pussies who stop fighting when they realize their mother has the same name. The fuck? Getting angry about DC with Doug Benson. We'll be right back. We're not going to commercial yet. Just joking around. Just having fun talking to myself. Josh Clahane says, "Gelato with the giant Gandalf pipe." You got it, buddy. Let's do it. Let's load it up and smoke it. A lot of controversy about, some people think it's just terrible that I don't know how to roll a joint. And I heard my friend Ron Bennington was on the radio today saying that people that don't know how to roll a joint are not genuine pot smokers and also are kind of lame because it's not really that hard to learn how to do it. But I just never have because I'm just more of a pipe guy and I hang out with people who roll joints all the time. So it's like if you're hanging out with Snoop Dogg, he just rolls blunts all day. So I don't need to learn how to roll a blunt if I'm hanging out with Snoop Dogg. Gandalf pipe, here we go. For anybody who wants to know, when I take one hit out of each of these things and then set them down, they will get cleared because either myself or people on the crew and Gabe the magician, this always gets knocked over, one of us will, go through and all of us will work hard to make sure that every one of these pipes is cleared. And I don't care if it's a fresh hit or not. That is just not going to stay up. There it is. All right, next question. Let's do some state of pot real quick. Because Washington, D.C. just keeps killing it. 29th win. And I'll be in D.C. Doing stand-up on Thursday, April. It'll be 21-28. I think. Yeah, 28th. And then Oregon is number 2, and I will be there next weekend. And then Washington State is number 3. No gigs there. Colorado, I've got 2 shows on Mother's Day. In California, I'm here all the time. And then there's lots of crazy numbers this week for number of minutes any given episode of the show was watched in one day in the past year. Like the top 5. One of the live UCB shows is number 1, then Pete Holmes, Jash Fest, that was a big one. The 420 show from 2015, and then Roy Choi and Horatio Sands got a lot of their views just in one particular day. Or minutes, I mean, number of minutes. So confusing. That's the segment of the show I probably get the most. Why do you do that? And it's usually from my guests. So when my guests are here, I can just get through it, get it over with. 420 Wettam, W-E-H-T-T-A-M, says, "I'm ready to get Doug in the UK. All right. That's awesome. Is it getting closer to getting legal there? I think so. Maybe it's one of the pot topics today. I've created such a monster. It's my own idea is burning me. Indica, any pipe, just spark that. All right, people want to see me go nuts on the indica. So I will load up another thing and put some of it in there. Boy, I might smoke all of this indica in one sitting because it's just a gram. All right, what's this lighter say? Natural Cannabis Company, so shout out to them. No, I love this. Somebody says, Simplicity my balls. What? Oh, simple symbols. Simple symbols, TX. So that's not a very simple name at all. Wants to know if there's going to be audience participation on 420 in Glendale. And that's a very good question. I don't think I can condone audience participation. We on stage will be smoking vapor pens and volcano bags because you're not supposed to light anything in a theater because of fire laws. So I'd say, if you want to participate in the audience, either step outside when there's a commercial break or, right before the show, or, bring a vapor pen and try to be chill with it, because I don't know what security is going to be like. I was at a party, a premiere party the other night. I saw the movie Green Room, extremely entertaining and pretty fucked up movie, and that's in limited release starting today. But then afterwards they had a party. An after party, and it was inside a theater, and we were on a lot of the party was on stage. Like there was a bar on the stage, and a bunch of people just standing around the stage, and extremely high ceiling, very high ceiling. So me and Jacob Siroff and a couple other people, I don't need to drag their names into it, were all hitting the vape pen, a Honey Farm pen, and this big security guy comes over and goes, "You got to smoke outside." And Jacob goes, "It's vapor." And the guy goes, "You got to smoke outside." And so we just put it away and, but it was just, I guess that's the great thing about vapor is it's less effect, like you might get yelled at for doing it in a public place, but at least everybody's a notch or two less offended than if you just like lit up a cigarette and started smoking it like at a preschool. Kane Mucha says, just got up at 4 a.m., going to smoke, then go back to sleep. So he's probably already not watching to hear the shout out, but hopefully he'll see it in the archive version. Mikkel Rett wants to know, when you going to have Coral Reefer back on the show? When I want to get too high. She fucking dabs the shit out of me when I see her, and it's intense. But she was on the show that one time. We should next time we'll start asking the guests, who wants a dab? So many of my guests are afraid to even take a few hits that I worry that no one's going to say, yeah, I'll dab. But if anybody does, Craig Robinson probably would. Load up your face with the indica, says S. Rice 1010. People are really into me doing the indica. Let me do one pot topic before we're getting dangerously close to our first break. The campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol in Arizona announced that it has officially collected more than 200,000 signatures in support of the initiative to end marijuana prohibition. So if 150,000 of those, they went the extra mile and got 50,000 extra because 150,000 of them need to be validated. An even stranger number, 150,642. Like what? Some lawmakers sat around and came up with that number as the number of signatures that need to be validated. It'll make the ballot in November. So I hope that works out. I hope that out of the 200,000, there are not a lot of, Dick Hertz and names like that on the list. One of my favorites, Sue Murphy used to always say for a dirty fake name that's fun to like have paged in a public place, Juan Tabonia.
And it would be the same sort of rule as, lots of places, 21 plus to possess limited amounts of marijuana, and 15% tax would go directly to Arizona schools and public education programs. And I love Arizona. It's a great state, a lot of great people there, but education should be fast and early there to stop people from growing up and being Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Maybe he's not from Arizona. Let's go to a break, you guys. We'll be back in a few minutes. This 420 Time Traveling Bong, a three-night event, premieres at 10:30, 9:30 Central on Comedy Central. Broad City's Elena Glazer and Paul W. Downs star as two cousins who stumble upon a time-traveling bong that hurls them through history. When the bong breaks, they are forced to bounce around the space-time continuum, hoping each hit they take gets them closer to home. Time Traveling Bong. Three-night event starts 420, of course 420, at 10:30, 9:30 Central, on Comedy Central, and on the Comedy Central app.
Can we sit on the floor, please?
Did you like it, Dan?
The pot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna find out who here's a narc. Everybody smokes. Everybody smokes. If you don't smoke, you're a fucking cop.
I'm gonna think everybody's mad at me. I'm gonna make a joke all confident, and then I'm gonna be like, that was stupid, I'm sorry.
What was the point of this story? By the way, I'm high already, and yeah. I mean, I usually am, you know? So I've been sitting here talking about the fact that when those commercials play in the audio podcast, the listeners must be going, what the fuck is going on? During the part where everybody's hitting Gabe in the head with a bottle, it's just a bunch of crashing sounds and screams and laughter. It must be weird if you've never watched the show and you're only listening. So I apologize for that. And also, in the Chiron, it says, that it's on 420 and where to go to get tickets and everything. And, they don't say it out loud. So if you're just listening to the podcast, I hope you can figure it out how to get to the Glendale Theater on next Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. Because it also dawns on me from time to time that when I say a date and don't say the year, and then we archive these things, somebody's gonna be really high watching one that's like 2 years old and then think a show is coming to their town the next night or something. I think that's even happened a couple of times. And also somebody sent me a picture of Twitter. There was a air horn orchestra at the protesting, I think, at a Trump thing. A bunch of people brought air horns like the one I often blow on this show and stood there and all blared them. And I was like, that is an awesome way to disrupt a rally, but it's also, it must have sounded awful. It must have been the most horrendous noise. It must have been like being at a soccer match in Brazil 4 years ago, whenever it was, back when they let everybody play Zuzuvelas at the top of their lungs for the entire game. Pokeball code is just Doug. Doug alone. D-O-U-G. 10% off at pokeball.com. And here's the total number of minutes people have watched me on this program. 664,944,187. That's how specific they can get with this shit. And that equals 1,264 years, 100 days of people watching this show. And a lot of times I'm sure it's quite enriching. You might even learn something, have some laughs, but that's a lot of people to be watching for an episode like this one where it's just me sitting here talking and babbling. I gotta hit something.
We got 1,086 viewers. So while I hit this next pipe on the table, I should get another request from the people. Strange Bong Toke, that's another person really out there about his use of marijuana. Strange Bong Toke says, how was it doing a voiceover on Bob's Burgers? I got to be on twice. The first time was a little less satisfying than the second, because the second time I got to be a trivia host in a bar. So that was like, you know, right in my wheelhouse. But the first time, there's going to be a spoiler in this, I'm a guy trying to buy drugs from the little kids because they don't know they're selling drugs. They think they're selling blueberries. And so I want to buy some blueberries from a child. And then I come back later complaining about how the blueberries had too many sticks and stems. And then at the end of the episode, it turns out that I'm an undercover DEA agent. So when they told me that, I was kind of like, oh. I guess it's all, you know, it's like Alec Baldwin on 30 Rock, you know, he can pretend to not be the most liberal person on the planet. Which he was hilarious in that fucking show, by the way. And Gabe really is a magician, because I'm just sitting here minding my business, and suddenly this pipe of his just showed up on the table. It might have been when I was, you know, during the commercial break, but still, the guy is stealthy. We go to the parties all the time. The next day, they're like, was Gabe there? I'm like, your guess is as good as mine. Have Gabe on the show with me, says the Sam Feist. That's a great idea, Sam. That's why we're going to roll in another chair in the next segment, and guess who's going to be in it? ASAP Rocky. I don't know if I've told this story on the show before, but since it's true, I'm going to. ASAP Rocky was booked to do the show. We had a couple times where my schedule, his schedule, we had a couple times where we had to cancel on each other, so I don't blame him entirely for that. But the one time when we thought we really had him locked in, we got a call like 2 hours before the show, and somebody from his team, I guess, told us that he couldn't make it because he had to stay home and sign for a package. So, you know, at least he had an amazing excuse. There's also like less laughers in the room today than we usually have. So it feels like I'm really bombing, but I'm having a blast. And we've got to get that number up. Let's try to get the number up to like 2,000 viewers before I'm done. Maybe I'll go a couple minutes long to achieve that goal, which I don't know if that's if that makes people happy or not. Oh, Gabe posted a picture of me. How unusual. What? Somebody named Integral All Eyes. Oh my God. Integral Eyes says, have you seen any of my Getting Doug Vines? Some of my favorite clips since the show started. Search username Nate Oxenfeld. So maybe we'll look at those, and if, you know, we could just show them on this show, right, if we wanted to? Aren't vines like pretty much, once you make a vine, anybody can show it to anybody anywhere? Nate Oxenfeld. But that sounds either fun or horrifying, because I hate when people do, you know, freezes of my face when my eyebrows all, and my eyes like, and I'm like, I don't like those. That's why I like podcasting audio only, because you can't do any, you can't mess with my image. But you can, people have recommended, and I'll recommend it maybe for this show as well, if you listen to the podcast version, to double the speed up of the audio for my show. It says, then they're like, you talk like a normal person when you, quicker. But I talk fast sometimes when I'm high, it just goes in every direction. Depends on what I'm smoking. This guy wants to know, Gabe, his name's Starshine P77. What vape pen would you recommend that hits smooth? And I'll do it for you right now. This baby right here from Honey Farm.
I'd say that hits pretty smooth.
Speaking of whispering, I yelled at a guy last night for whispering an answer during a game on Doug Loves Movies last night, and it turned out pretty hilarious. Because I really give it to him. But trying to be funny about it at the same time, I don't want to just be yelling at a guy. You got to put in some humor, like Christian Bale. When he got mad, he tried to make jokes, but it was just, oh, he's so mad. Can't wait to smoke with you when you come to Boston. Yeah, that's May 28th, and that's from Mass Haze. I love, you know, that's another sign that all this weed stuff, it's all going to pass. It's just that, like, so many people just put it in their Twitter handles, you know, like, without shame, which I love. Fortunately, my name, Doug Benson, is already synonymous with marijuana, so I don't have to really worry about, I don't have to have a name with that in it. Lots of tweets coming in. Thank you, guys. What's up, dog? Oh, you know, I'm just doing a show. Just doing a podcast. Diamond 63265395. Goddamn robot. Been watching Getting Doug with High for over a year. Big fan. Favorite episode, Funches, Tate, and Wardell. Yeah, that was a good one. If you haven't, guys haven't seen that one, check it out in the archive. Somebody says that they like soup. Oh, Biggie774, I like soup. Let's do, okay, good call. I like where you're coming from. I'm gonna, Johnny Hemp has a request that we all just go ahead and finish the bowl of sativa in our bongs. Everybody, you got yours? You got yours? It feels like this is like a romper room, but for pot-smoking adults and teenagers that are getting away with it, which I guess I'm now suddenly I'm making myself feel bad about that, being a bad influence. Because kids, seriously, if you're under 18, wait, like just go try to wait, because it's going to be awesome when you get around to doing it. Or I guess 21 is where there's going to be the cutoff, but, you know, maybe you can start playing around with it. I don't know. I'm just saying, if you really love it, you're going to do it all the time, and there's the verdict's still not out on if doing it all the time when you're young could fuck up your brain later. Like, I think maybe in my case, I certainly forget a lot of shit, but I think that I could, I think I benefited by waiting till later.
I'm still not learning the lesson, though, of, like, you gotta not take too big a hit all the time.
That one was, like, almost probably came out of my, I could have peed that one out. It went so far inside me. I don't even understand that question, Keebly. Oh, it's Keebly again, so I don't feel bad. Someone named Christmas Morn, and Morn is spelled like, you know, sadness morning. Steve Martin is the shit with that banjo, son. That's a great sentence. I gotta like that. I don't know why it's like and then there's a heart. It should be love, or it should say like and just be somebody who's smiling. But that's a joke on my last album, is that, of my major comedy influences when I was a kid. Like, I listened to their albums over and over again. It was Bill Cosby, Steve Martin, and George Carlin. And now George Carlin's dead. Bill Cosby's the world's greatest rapist. And Steve Martin plays the banjo. So I was trying to illustrate that your heroes will all let you down one way or another. I think it's a pretty good joke. You don't catch me repeating my jokes from my albums like it's just conversation. I'm not gonna play that game. Somebody wants me to pick up this little thingy right here and see what happens.
Jumbo.
I can't believe how much I love that. I'm gonna go ahead and Jumbo too. Let's get really high today, you guys. Do you guys have stuff to do? Like, tweet me if you've got stuff you have to do later. Because I don't know how you're going to do it if you're keeping up. This guy writes to me, how did George Carlin let you down other than by dying? Nope. That's what let me down. Man had a lot of great work ahead of him, and for whatever reason, you know, I think heart disease ran in his family or something. But no, the man didn't. I still love him. It's just a joke. It's the kind of joke I hope he would like. I should run it by Kelly Carlin. She'd know. Get her on the phone. Why am I doing so many shots of that? It is tasty, the Jumbo. One more time, everybody.
Jumbo!
Use the Doug cup pipe. Oh, wait, we'd have to put some water in it, right? Can you do it dry? Or did we determine it's either? Let's go ahead and do it. Why not? I'll put a little water in there for effect. This is another fun thing for the listeners. I don't know how you guys do it. I had a guy write to me, I listen to the show and I don't smoke pot and I love it. And I was like, okay. What? Oh, you fucking, this? In this? Gabe the Magician, you guys, is crazy. But I'll do it. And then we'll probably go to another break. This is flying by. I hope everyone's having fun, having a safe, high afternoon. Like I said, I hope you don't have anything to do. I'm debating what I'm gonna do next today. It's either Disneyland or binge watch all of American Crime Story, OJ versus, what's it called? What's the full title? The People versus O.J. Simpson. I haven't watched any of it, and everybody talks about how great it is so much, and the only caveat is they say the first episode, it takes a little bit to get into it, and then once you're like into the second episode, you won't be able to put it down, so to speak. It's not a book. Oh, I'm gonna do this, right. Shit. I didn't need to put weed in it. That's the hilarious part. This is crazy. Getting Doug with High, the quietest podcast in town. That was nice. That really tasted good. Smooth, no coughing, but like right to the dome. Like words are not making sense anymore. Oh, this guy's watching from work and doesn't want me to tell. You got it, buddy. It's our little secret. Someone wrote, Pokeball, yeah! I hope to come back to the UK, and if not this year, sometime soon, because I had a great time over there. It was kind of crazy, because I did my show it was the podcast Doug Loves Movies, but then afterwards there were lots of people with joints and vapor pens and stuff hanging around out front. And so we're like right there in Leicester Square. Is saying something like this gonna get me in trouble, maybe? Maybe I won't be able to get back into the country or something. But people were just very not scared of the cops. But I was like, I don't know if this is a great idea. But people were super nice. Every time I saw a cop in London, they were standing and talking to another cop, and most of the time they were smiling and laughing. Because they just hang out. That's how they keep the peace there. They're just around. All right, we got to go to another break, you guys. I'm gonna try to find some more requests from you, and we're also gonna get Gabe out here. So come stick around. Come right back. Hey, everybody, so that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already, and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through Villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. Enjoy your day. Hey, you guys. What's up? Our friends at Pokeball have a special offer for fans of Getting Dug with High. You can buy a Pokeball Home Dome Frosted Ashtray, like we have here on the table, with 10% off if you use the promo code Doug. Just go to Pokeball.com, promo code Doug, to receive your 10% discount. This is out, and someone is gonna be fired.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
Welcome back to Gargling Desperately with Hamburger. That was from a Podcalypse. Good job. We've grown a little bit in viewers, but not even by 100 people. So my pledge to get tons more people to watch didn't really pan out. But the people that are watching are super cool. Gabe is here.
Hey guys.
We're gonna do a sunglass segment. We're gonna keep our sunglasses on because I just think it's a good look for a pod show. What have we had now? Maybe 6 or 7 guests who have come on and just went with the shades for the whole show, I think. I want to try to start getting away with it more often. Like, you think they'd let me do shades for the whole episode of At Midnight?
It's a good question.
Oh, man, sure. I'd be unstoppable if they let me do that. But I don't think they would let, I think they'd say no. Because people would just tune in going, is this a blind guy? What's with this guy? What's his deal, Gabe? You getting texts or something?
No, someone asked us on Twitter, are you guys going to talk about ungas?
What's that?
No.
That's the answer, right? We can't talk about it if we don't know what it is. I hope I'm not being stupid about it. Ungas?
Yeah, UNGASS. Capitals.
Ungas. Is anybody?
Guesses?
Any guesses? Pot quiz, hop shot? I thought of a fun game for the 420 show at the Alex Theater in Glendale. Tickets available. I think it'll be really fun when I play it with the guests. It's some of your favorite guests from the live shows, like...
Jumbo.
When you look back on Gabe, don't pick that up, it'll make that sound. If you look back at your favorite live shows, the people that you enjoyed the most on those, I think we got some of them. So it's gonna be neat. Gabe will be there, of course. You got a trick all ready to go for that one?
Oh yeah.
Nice. And then one of the best reasons to watch to the end. Either live or in the archive, is to see who the fuck smashes a bottle over Gabe's head.
What?
And how the other, the guests that don't know that's going to happen, how they react to it. It's pretty, I love it.
Me too.
It's pretty cool. Somebody's going to come see me in Toronto for I'm doing a Doug Loves Movies up there in August. Sounds like a really cool venue, the Royal Theater. Oh, we got some business just coming in.
Yeah, it's what? Something important. United Nations General Assembly.
What?
That's ungas.
Oh.
But it only has one S.
But so what was the question about it?
Are you guys going to talk about it?
Say what about it? We're like, we don't even know what the hell.
It's April 19th to 21st.
Wow.
I don't still know what to think of that.
Why would we talk about that? I have a feeling it doesn't really have anything to do with pot, but maybe it does. This guy wants to know, why is a poke bowl better than using paper clips to unpoke a bowl? And I've got three answers to that. I wish Todd Glass was here to do an infomercial on it. But first of all, the thing's beautiful. They got some really fun colors. Then the second thing is that when you poke the bowl, everything falls right into the thing. If you're poking it with a paperclip, where the hell's it going? You know, probably into your child's crib. Where you would try to clear a pipe over. And third of all, the bottom is made out of a rubber that nothing sticks to it. So all your ashes, cigarette, marijuana, whatever, burning house, any ashes that get in there, you can just dump in the garbage very easily. That's why, just call me Cubby. That's a fun name at the end of that long pause. So yeah, lots of Twitter stuff coming in, but we gotta head towards the big finish here. Wow, lots of tweets. I'll read all your tweets in the car on the way home. Hopefully, if I don't just pass out. And we got a smoke. Did you hit your pen?
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, no, I haven't yet.
Oh,
Chameleon Glass is watching.
You hit some greenery? Chameleon Glass is watching today?
Yeah.
It's always nice to have them. They sent me a lot of great stuff. Now sometimes I get huge boxes of stuff. I'm grateful, but I also don't know how to get people to stop doing that. Because they're just gigantic boxes. Like, they're like, I don't even have a car. Like, getting this shit around is really crazy. And then I've got tons of surplus from someplace. I give it away, but I guess by saying what I'm saying right now, I might be encouraging somebody else to do it. So I can't win. The DEA plans to decide whether or not it will reschedule marijuana. It's supposed to happen in the first half of 2016. So that should be sometime between now and June. And make it a schedule 2 like cocaine and 3 like, or 3 like ketamine. Just so funny that it's schedule 1, that it's like considered worse than cocaine. It's the silliness of it. There's nobody that would say that that's true, except for dumb people that don't know anything about drugs or marijuana specifically. All right. What do you got to plug, Gabe? I know you got an event coming up where people can come see you in the flesh.
Yeah, I'm going to be at a BSE Collective here in Los Angeles next Friday, the 22nd, from 3 to 7 with Honey Farm.
Oh, well,
magic.
You should make sure that you get that in on next Wednesday's show right before you get hit with the bottle.
Yeah, great. That's a great time for plugs.
Yeah, make sure that you got to get the timing right on that, because those people can be vicious with that bottle. Be really excited to come at you with it. Tuesday night, I'm at Cobb's in San Francisco for my annual Countdown to 420 show. And Wednesday night, we've talked about it a lot, Alex Theater in Glendale. And you can get links and deets and dates and whatnot for all of my stuff that's coming up. I'm hitting a lot of towns doing stand-up and mostly Doug Loves Movies. So listen to Doug Loves Movies if you haven't listened to it yet to figure out what that's all about. And maybe not whisper an answer out loud and get yelled at by me, because I think that guy just had never been to one of my shows. He'd never heard the podcast.
Right.
But he came because he's like, oh, Doug Benson's doing a show. I'll go to that and whisper an answer when I'm not supposed to. Nice guy, though. We talked on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We should have him. I think if he smokes weed, maybe I'll have him on here.
Does he whisper on Twitter?
No, but he called himself hashtag the whisperer when he wrote to me. So I was like, this guy gets it. He knows I was just joking around. The next show here from the Spacement is going to be sometime in May. There's going to be a bit of a break after the our big 420 show. But so... watch us, 8 o'clock Pacific time on 420. So that'll be like from about 8 to 9:30. And then on the East Coast, it'll run from about 11 to 12:30. So won't keep you up too late, I hope, on 420. It'll be archived. It'll have five great guests, schedules permitting. And so the last thing I have to say for me and Gabe the Magician and everybody here at Getting Dug with High, we'll see you next Wednesday.